Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. If you're married, I want you to stay tuned. We're going to talk about the difference between being a roommate or a soulmate. What is it? And I'll tell you what it is here in just a moment. And our callers are standing by. So come on in to Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Welcome to Intentional Living Center today as we begin this week, and we talk about soulmates or roommates. I'll tell you what the dividing line is between these two. You know, roommates, they get along. They tolerate each other. They might like each other. And unfortunately, many marriages are more roommate-like, getting along. But when you put in the ingredients of love and respect, there's where soul mating really begins. We're going to talk about that today. Before we get to our callers, you know, the countdown now, the clock is counting down to the Intentional Love Marriage Conference events. You know, we talked about the summer date break experience. Well, it's going to be coming to the Valley in Mesa on Friday night, July 15th. Boy, that's coming up fast now. Mesa, Friday night, July the 15th at the Living Word Church and Bible Church. And then on Saturday afternoon in Glendale at the Glendale Nazarene Church, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, July 16th. So Friday night, the 15th, and then Saturday afternoon, the 16th of July in the Valley. And then the following Saturday morning, the 23rd of July, we're going to do a morning event for couples in Rives Junction, Michigan. You ever been there? It's the home of the beautiful Youth Haven Ranch. We're going to be right there in the hayloft. Very limited seating. We'd love to have you come be a part of this. Register today. Bring some other couples with you. All the proceeds going to the ministry. And my promise to you is you're going to learn what it means when I say intentional love. It's not just a phrase. It's a process. It's a way of approaching your marriage. How does intentional love make a difference in intimacy, in communication, in problem solving, in setting goals, reading your mate and what the needs are of your mate, and how to really build intimacy and closeness into your marriage. So come and join us at the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. You can get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can, that's probably the best place. Just go to the website and get registered right there. Okay, we got caller standing by. Let's get going.
Hi, Randy Carlson. My name is Amy. And I feel most loved when my husband just put all his attention into me and things that I want to do. I'm a really big sports fan, and I like to be outdoors and stuff, and he just is always willing to do the things that I want to do. It just shows how much he cares and loves me for who I am.
I feel most loved by my husband when he decides to accept foster children into our home. We're foster parents, so every time he says yes, we can take another child into our home, I feel the love of my husband.
Hi, my name is Dina, and love and respect has been a very integral part of our marriage. My husband always rubs my back for me at night, and I know he doesn't want to do that, so he does it just for me, so I feel very loved when he does it.
That sounds like home, except in the opposite direction in our house. Indeed. All right. When do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? 888-888-1717 as we focus on this one thing. You know, when you think about making marriages work, you get two people coming together, different backgrounds, one growing up in a home where maybe there was a lot of physical affection, a lot of communication, a lot of openness. Maybe disagreements are loud and they get resolved by just, you know, laying it on the table. And you marry into a family where things are quiet, things are more reserved, things are more closed, things aren't shared openly, and you try to bring these things together, and communication starts to get to be difficult, and a spouse doesn't feel loved, another one doesn't feel respected, and these things build over time. And when we see that half of all marriages that fail in the first 7 years, it's because we don't get over this hump of understanding the dynamic of what it truly means to love and truly respect in marriage. And it is a process for sure. And it's a decision that we make. And if we're going to make our marriages work, love and respect are not only good ideas, psychologically sound, and will help fireproof your marriage, but it's biblically the way that God intended for it to be. And so when we think of this this focus on love and respect, it's a decision that we make. Paul says in Ephesians 5:33 that each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and that the wife must respect her husband. There you have it in one verse, this dynamic of respect and love, this give and take, that constant part of making a marriage work. Okay, Maria is in Florida. Hi there, Maria. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
What's your comment today?
I think the way I feel that my husband loves me is when he spontaneously goes back to when we were dating, like bringing home roses or just coming up to you and hugging you for no reason, you know, just him showing affection towards me.
Hmm. Hey, what do you think he would say if you were on the phone about when he feels most respected by you?
I definitely know the answer to that.
Oh.
When he feels most respected by me is when I ask him before I do something.
Oh, so he's brought this up.
Whether it be going on a trip or taking the kids somewhere.
Mm. Has that been a pressure point in your marriage?
Oh, yes, definitely. Since I was a very independent person. I didn't really like being told what to do. So I definitely feel that now that we communicate and I just tell them the simple stuff, it has really made our marriage go more smoother.
Mm, that's good. Well, you know, when you talk about respect, communication is a part of it. I don't think any of us want to get blindsided. This cuts both ways, men to women. But I can tell you, as a man and most men, not getting blindsided with, you know, either a decision being made or something happening and not knowing, not feeling like, well, maybe it's because men, we like control. Maybe that's part of it. That gets us into this problem in relationship and marriage. But when we don't know what's going on and we're not being communicated to, that can create a problem. So is it going better for you guys? Are you able to do that more openly now, Maria?
Yes, now we are. We kind of sat down and talked about things, and because it was to the point where it was just the simple things, like my parents having a cookout, and they would call me instead of calling him, and then I would tell him, well, we have a cookout today. Mm. You know, he'll be like, well, I didn't know. And he was still really left out. But now we definitely got things down, and we said, we know whatever you think or whatever I think, you know, we're just still down and talk about it before we take any decision. Mm,
that's good. Your marriage would be better off for that. That's an intentional decision. That kind of intentional decision will help your marriage, help your stress, help make your life work better. That's intentional living in your marriage for sure.
This is Lori Allen. My dad worked in a spud nut shop while he attended college, so he claims he's the only professional cook in the family. Did that encourage him to ever lift a finger to help my mom with meals? No. She shows respect for him by waiting on him hand and foot. Determined to be a modern woman with more equality in chores while still being submissive to the spiritual leader, I decided not to wait on anyone. But perhaps that attitude is why I had to wait so long to get a husband. Imagine then my delighted surprise when Mark said he didn't like my cooking all that much and would take over in the kitchen. So, I show respect by cleaning up, but also by listening. I turn away from the computer, the cell phone, and the newspaper when he wants to talk. I look into his eyes and shut my mouth so that I'm not just hearing, but paying attention. When he asks me to do something, which isn't all that often, I try to do it right away to show respect. And when he wants to go somewhere, I'm always agreeable. I don't want him to think I'm boring or to get the idea to go places with someone else if I quit being available. It's not that I'm so smart about the care and feeding of husbands. I learned these strategies from other women. You may not call them modern, but you can call them wise. For Intentional Living, I'm Lori Allen.
Thank you, Lori. Boy, that's good wisdom. Hey, let's get Rick on the line over in Michigan. comment about respect and love and marriage. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you, Randy. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I've been to Marriage Matters before and have heard you speak many, many times. And I'm on the road to 24/7 about, well, I'm not, but I take patients to their appointments, their doctor's appointments, and I have a partial ministry because of that.
Oh,
also, my wife, Dina, does dialysis, and she's a sweetheart. And we had our troubles in the very beginning, but the Lord has brought us very close together, and we met in church.
Well, when do you feel most respected by her, and when do you think she feels most loved by you? What goes on there?
Well, I think when somebody said it ahead of me a little bit, but when I drop something when you're flexible, you know, when you take her out, do something special, everything is a blessing, and when you have the Lord in your life, it makes it different too, and we do have that. And we came from church setting together when we met, and we're married in the church we go to. And it's just a blessing whenever she does anything that she has for me. But she buys all my clothes, like I told the lady online or stuff. And I'm noted as one of the better dressers in my church because she dresses me very well.
That's good. Now, you mentioned, you said your wife, you said she's on dialysis?
Yes, she is. She's 75, and she's been on dialysis 4 years. I'll tell you what kind of lady she is. When we first were going together and everything, I found out she's going to have dialysis, and what she told me at that time was, this is your chance to get out if you want to. And I said, there's no reason to get out. I never ran from anything before. And we've been married 4 years in March, so Satan tried to steal our joy some of the times, but we've worked through that too as far as going to church, getting there. She's a backseat driver. But what happened is we changed things around, and it made it very much better.
That's good. Fantastic. Thank you, Rick, my friend. Appreciate your call from Michigan, and you'll be driving safely today, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Talking love and respect in the bond of marriage. You want to have a 50-year marriage. If you want to have a 50-year happy marriage, and I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen without love and respect. You ain't getting around this one. This topic is one of those hills you've got to climb if you intend to have a happy marriage. Now, you may end up living together in marriage for 50 years and be miserable, but that's a choice we make. Love and respect. When do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? And how are you doing that intentionally in your life? That's a part of having an intentional marriage.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your marriage. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Things looked bad for World War II pilot Fred Hargesheimer when his P-38 was shot down by the Japanese.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
After parachuting into the jungle of New Britain, he was found near death by local natives who, at great personal risk, hid him from the enemy and nursed him back to health until he could be rescued. After World War II, Fred took a sales job, but he couldn't stop thinking about the people who saved his life. So Fred started raising money to help the Pacific Islanders build their first school. And then he and his wife moved to New Britain, where he devoted the rest of his life to teaching the village children in the school he had helped build. "I'm so grateful for getting shot out of the sky," Fred said when asked about his generosity. "I wasn't a millionaire, but I was very rich."
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Your love can last a lifetime, but it won't happen by accident. At the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, Dr. Randy Carlson will show you how to divorce-proof your marriage. You'll learn how to develop intimacy goals and love habits. Plus, you'll discover the one thing that all successful couples do. Register today for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to the Phoenix area July 15th and 16th, and to Michigan July 23rd. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Today's Intentional Living is brought to you by the letter A. And A stands for Albuquerque, Appleton, Apache Junction, Abernathy, Abilene, Albion, and Arnold. Towns like these and more are where there are intentional listeners taking the Intentional One Thing Challenge. But even if your town begins with a B or a Z, you too can join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today. Just go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. Dr. Randy, what letter does your town begin with?
Tucson, actually, the letter T. Hey, listen, you know, we're talking about love and respect in marriage, and the book Starve for Affection, Why We Crave It, How to Get It, and Why It's So Important. It really focuses on these two aspects of marriage, the power of affection, the power of showing affection, and also love, why it's important, love and respect, affection. It's a book that I wrote a few years ago. It's in our resource center. You can order it today by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And let me see. Let me go to Arizona. Shanda. I'm sorry.
Shanda, like chandelier.
There you go. I got it now. Welcome to the program.
You got it. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. How do you relate to this love and respect topic?
The love and respect topic is huge for me. It also boils down to being attracted to my husband so much more when he does this. I'm going to add that in there because for him to back me as a mom, we've been married 22 years. He's my high school sweetheart. He's an amazing, godly man that the Lord has put in my life. And when he comes home, when the children were younger, I have older children now, they're 21 and 19. And when they were younger and he would back me when he was at work and I was doing the disciplining, he'd come home and say, you know what, your mom's got this one. She's right. I got to tell you, she's right. For him to back me even now as they're older, if they come home from college and visit and we're still trying to raise them up in the way that they should go, for him to back me on the decisions that I make or advice that I give them is where I feel that love and respect. And I also feel more attracted to him. I look at him and go, wow, you truly are the man that God has for me. So when he shows me that he backs me when it comes down to family and the decision-making with my children is when I feel most loved and respected.
That's fantastic. And that's been a pattern all through the years of your marriage?
Absolutely. It's something that we've both worked on. We've had our ups and downs, of course. There's no perfect marriage out there. But absolutely, that's something that we've concentrated on making sure and capitalized in our marriage, that we respect each other and backing each other when we sometimes maybe don't disagree with the situation behind closed doors. But in front of the children, we come to an agreement, and they see that with us being on the same page.
You know, I was thinking these principles that we talk about, these intentional living principles for marriage that work in a marriage relationship, are not unlike the very same principles that work in a business setting. I mean, if you have coworkers, or, you know, when you have a supervisor and a coworker or whatever, you got to be on the same page. You got to be in agreement in front of the team. And maybe if you disagree, you got to go behind closed doors and work those things out, because that impacts the employees, and at home it impacts the kids and the relationships. And so these principles that work in the business also tend to work in the marriage. So.
Absolutely, 100%. It's a teamwork. It's an effort that has to be done every day. And like I said, we didn't agree every time. There were a few times where you'd say, no, you know what, I think you were kind of in the wrong, but we still came to a happy agreement before we would leave a room and go talk to the kids. And that's the way we handled it. And I'll tell you, I'd look at my husband 22 years later. We'll be married 23 years next November. And I look at him the same and think, you know what, he's the perfect man that God put in my life for me. And I feel like it's a daily struggle, but God is great in a godly marriage.
Fantastic. Thank you. Shanda, appreciate your call.
Thank you so much for everything. Uh-huh. Thank you for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's very nice. Jorge's on the line. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, sir, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Talk to me about respect and love and marriage.
Well, me and my wife have only been married for 4 years, so I know for a lot of people that's not a long time, but we've had a lot of experience this last 4 years on trying to set a foundation for what our marriage is to be like, because our goal is to be married 60, 70, 75 years, however long the Lord allows us to be
here.
There
you go, that's good.
So what we did is we struggle with wanting to be with each other. We like to have dates, and we live really, really, really busy. And my wife was really focused on wanting us to plan dates out. Well, I prefer to just be spontaneous whenever it comes to dates. And, you know, I'm a man. I don't know if that's like, you know, guy talk or guy trade, but I just like to go with the flow. And she is very, I want organization. So what we ended up doing was creating a dating game based off of a Dr. Jim Burns book. Mm-hmm. And what it is he talked about writing 10 dates down. What we did is we took 20 dates and we wrote them down. And we got a 20-sided die from that Dungeons & Dragons game a long time ago. And we will roll the die, and whatever it lands on is what date we're going to do that night.
Sounds like a better use for that.
Yeah. It's amen. Come on. Come on, somebody. It gives us both the opportunity, me to help plan it out and to show her, hey, man, I'm willing to, mm-hmm. to plan for you. I love you. I care about you. And if this makes you feel comfortable, I'm going to do it. But it shows me respect because she still wants me and allows me to keep my spontaneity and be spontaneous.
Well, you guys are the the poster child children for the thing that I teach in marriage conferences called planned spontaneity. And what you've done is you've taken the side of spontaneity saying, hey, we've looked at all these things that would be kind of fun to do, but then we're going to have a plan. But when we do it, we won't know until we roll that dice, you know. And it's going back and forth. And I think sometimes if we don't have that kind of planned spontaneity, what happens is nothing gets done and
exactly.
Life just kind of unfolds. So, you know, listen, you guys, what you've done is you've taken your differences and you're saying, hey, we're going to have fun with it. We're going to do something that will work for both of us. So at the end of the day, we're both happy. And that's how you're going to get a 50-year marriage.
Yeah. I look at the message of Christ and how Christ came on the earth, and Jesus had a plan. But even within his plans, he would allow deviations and times to go somewhere. Meeting the woman at the well, meeting the man at the pool of Siloam. He was always willing to deviate from the plan, allowing spontaneity to happen and occur, but it was all within the realm of what he knew to do. So we try and be like Christ in that relationship where I get to be the husband. I know she wants planning, and she allows me to be spontaneous. So we can divert. Hey, we're going to do this, but guess what? We can try this over here too.
Or hey, you're the Florida guy for intentional living, because that's really what it is. I mean, it's you gave a beautiful example. God has a master plan. He knows the beginning to the end, and we trust that. But also throughout life, there's things that happen and things sometimes we talk about going places. We've got to have a direction that we're going, but sometimes there's going to be detours, and sometimes there's going to be a rest area you got to pull off or a challenge you have to face, but we keep going in the right direction. I mean, if we're headed across the country from California to New York, we want to end up in New York, right? There might be times instead of going right through the center, we have to go a little south or a little north, and that's okay. That can be fun getting off the path and learning things, and sometimes it's unintentional, but the reality is we want to make sure that at the end of the day we end up at the right place. So.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jorge. Thank you for your call from Florida today.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate your program, and God bless you guys, man.
Yeah, he has, and we're glad to be on the air for you.
Hi, my name is Kathleen. How my husband shows me love is every morning, he consistently is the leader in the Word. He makes sure we're going through the Bible. He even fixes me coffee. We end our session with prayer and a big old hug and kiss. And he leaves for work. And it really makes our day.
He was the cutest when he was studying the Bible, when he was sitting there, concentrating and focusing on that Bible and doing his little Bible study. He was so cute. That's when I wanted to come up and just hug on him and love on him, when he was actually studying that Bible. That's when he was the nicest, and that's when he treated me the best.
When I feel hooked up by my husband is when we share the Word, when we can sit down together and we can discuss what is in the reading, and then I know that God is in the middle of our relationship.
Boy, that's good. Hey, this is good. And that little Bible study, and she's getting, they want to give him a hug. Guys are thinking, hey, maybe they'll start studying the Bible here. You know what? We're being watched all the time. And marriage, making a marriage work is unique to every marriage, but the principles are the same. Love and respect, biblical, come right from Scripture. We make this the center core of our marriage. We're well on our way to a 50-year marriage. So how do you show love and respect? Tell us on our storyline, 888-888-1717.
I called a couple weeks ago. I had a concern, like, whenever I'm around people, my mind would always say, well, nobody's going to talk to you and nobody's going to sit by you. And this just haunts me. And so I just want to thank you for how you've been focusing on the mind and, like, changing my mind and my thinking. I'm really trying really, really hard to think different, just rebuke these negative thoughts. I just really do appreciate your ministry. And so I'd like to become a support your ministry. Again, I really appreciate you focusing on the mind. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Goodbye.
Well, you're very welcome. And you know what? It's interesting. I just recorded within the last couple of days an entire teaching on that topic of your mindset, how to change your mindset. And what does the Bible say about your mindset? It's a very practical and I believe a powerful message. And you'll be listening for that as a member. That'll be a CD that'll be coming your way, one of our teachings here in a few months. And so ongoing monthly membership automatically qualifies you to receive the ongoing behind-the-scene teaching, the things that I do in the center here with my staff that'll be coming your way. And you're welcome to come and join us today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. and sign up, be a part of this journey with us, theintentionallife.com. You know, one of the things we do, in addition to the radio broadcast and the creation of resources and our membership club around the country, is I go out occasionally, not often, but a few times each year, to conduct a conference on intentional living. And we're doing something very unique. It's our summer series. And I'm going to be in the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix coming up in just a few weeks now. For an intentional love marriage conference where I'm going to unpack what it means, what does intentional love mean, what does that word really mean, intentional in terms of love, how can it revolutionize your marriage, your relationship, your goals, your future, and we'll be sharing all this in a fun, entertaining, practical way. In Mesa, on Friday night, July the 15th, 7 o'clock, an evening event at the Living Word Bible Church. And then the next day, Glendale, on Saturday the 16th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Glendale Nazarene Church. And Johnny and Stacy Stone will be with me at these events. And then in Michigan the following week, July 23rd, a Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the beautiful Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction, Michigan. Peter Brooks will be with me for the same event, the Intentional Love Marriage Conference. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Coming up in a future program, why are you angry? Well, how has anger taken your control of your life, and what can you do about it? We're going to talk about that in Intentional Living. See you next time from the Intentional Living Center.